This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
It's very simple for us. There are no jobs on a dead planet.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. That is Sharon Burrow, the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the top labor body in the world. She, like many other labor activists, was speaking at a forum on World Earth Day, April 22nd, about climate change.
We're simply out of time. We can see the impact now. Changes in seasons and threats to agricultural production are impoverishing marginal communities, and increased food costs and health risks are absolutely significant. That's in addition to the devastation of increasing catastrophes. It can't be stressed enough that the need to act is urgent. If we delay action, the costs increase. For example, in Africa, this figure just strikes me, 1% of GDP invested now in mitigation is required. If you don't address it within 20 years, the cost will rise to 4%, but no action will see a loss of 7% of Africa's GDP. That's just a frightening scenario. So why are governments stalling on an ambitious global agreement? Why are corporations not negotiating with us about systemic restructuring in terms of industrial transformation? Why are our pension funds, $30 trillion invested in the global economy, why do they have less than 2% of portfolio invested in green economy technology and services? We want the jobs of the future to be created now. We want to see investing in green infrastructure, renewable energies, public transport, building retrofits, biomanufacturing, sustainable agriculture. So the opportunities are there. But the measures for transforming all economic sectors, for providing workers with an alternative, for good quality jobs, must be taken now. Climate change threatens everything the labour movement stands for. Fairness, social justice, decent work.
A global trade agreement which will significantly affect all of the world's economies and put more pressure on governments to privatize public operations is being negotiated in Geneva in secret. Radio Labour's senior correspondent Seymourie Ainsborough reports.
The global labour movement is organizing a day of action to protest the trade agreement which is being negotiated in secret. The Trade in Services Agreement, TISA, is being negotiated by the 28 countries of the European Union, plus 22 other countries, including the United States, Canada, Australia, Japan, Norway, Germany, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. The trading bloc that is being created will be so powerful that even those countries that are not part of the agreement will be affected. TISA will have an especially harmful effect on public services. That is why Public Services International, the PSI, is at the head of the campaign against the agreement. PSI is the global union federation which represents public employee unions at the world level. A report prepared by the PSI shows that TISA will promote more privatizing of public services. It will permanently block the ability of government to establish new services or bring back services into the public sector. It will restrict the right of government to legislate in areas such as workers' safety, environmental regulations, and consumer protections. Its provisions will extend to licensing healthcare facilities and accrediting schools and universities. It will cover municipal water provision, waste disposal facilities, power plants, and broadcasting agencies. PSI is calling the secret negotiations an attack on the democratic rights of citizens to know what their governments are doing in their name. It wants the draft provisions of the agreement published. The day of action will be held on Monday, April 28th. Unions, NGOs, and other civil society groups will participate in demonstrations all across the world. This is Seymourie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
In other news, in the Chinese city of Shenzhen, thousands of workers employed by the public transport company are on strike. They are demanding a fair wage system, payment of owed overtime, fewer working days, and an end to a scheme whereby they have to pay for vehicle damage. In Cambodia, 4,000 garment workers have been on strike for 4 days. Workers from three factories in the country's southeast region have been demanding a $50 bonus the companies promised to pay. In Mexico, workers at the Texid Hierro auto factory have been beaten up for trying to organize a union. The company, which is part of the Fiat Chrysler Group, hired 800 thugs to stand outside of a meeting and beat people as they exited. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.